Okay, so today is Daf Nun Tes. We're on Nun Ches Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom. Today's Daf and the whole week, Daf is sponsored by Sherry and Beryl Daskal, Lezecher Nishmas Yentel Bas Harav Shraga Shmuel, and Lezecher Nishmas Fradel Bas Gavriel, Neshama Shel Avaliyah. So we are in the midst of the Kachim Sugyas of Psachim, which will extend for a while. Today is really Kachim focused. We had discussed that the Karban Tamid in the morning and the Karban Tamid in the afternoon are basically the bookends of the Avod and the Beis HaMikdash. Nothing before, no Karbanos before, no Karbanos afterwards. But we mentioned that in certain situations, there are going to be exceptions, like the Karban Pesach is going to be an exception, it's going to be afterwards. So Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, Tamid, the Tamid of Ben Arbayim, is Kodem LePesach, is before the Karban Pesach. I mean, the Pesach follows the Karban Tamid Ben Arbayim. Pesach kodem haketores, and following the Pesach comes the ketores, which is burning of the frankincense of the incense in the oel, right? And ketores kodem is on the neros, and the ketores is before the neros. So the order would be tamid, Pesach, ketores, neros. That's going to be the order in the evening. Why? So I say, why does the korban tamid come before the korban Pesach? The Braisa says, "Yuuchar davar sheneemar bo be'erev v'bein arbayim ledavar shelo neemar bo be'erev ela bein arbayim olvad." Because by the Korban Pesach, two times does the Torah mention the word erev. Right? It says in Dvarim Tezvav, it says ki el hamakom asher chavash kachos kamish moshem tizbach as a Pesach ba'erev. And it also says v'shachatu in Shmos v'shachatu kol ka'as kisvisparsho kol ka'adas Yisrael ben ha'arbayim. So it's double, Erev and Arbayim. So therefore, that's going to be later than the Pasuk, than the item, the Korban Tamid, which only says Erev once, where it says there, it's a Kevesh HaSheni, Taseh Ben HaArbayim. So the Bilvad, so it's only once. So therefore, the Korban Pesach is Erev Arbayim, is later than the Korban Tamid, which is just says Arbayim once. Okay, so Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, then it all depends on how many times it uses the Shorish of Erev in the Psukim, Ihachi, Ketores Veneros, Nami Nikmul Pesach, then the Ketores and the Neros, which the Braisa said comes after the Korban Pesach, they should come before the Korban Pesach. Why? Because again, Yuuchar Davar Shenemar Bo Ba'erev Vid Bein Arbayim, the Davar Shenemar Bo Ela Bein Arbayim Bovad. Korban Pesach again says Erev and Arbayim, but by the Ketores and the Neros, it only says Arbayim, which is once. And you just said Erev Arbayim goes before Arbayim, because the Pasuk says by Korban Pesach, we said again. It says ba'erev, and it also says kol kaladas mei so ben arbayim. But by the ketores and the neros, and the neros, it says uva ha'alos aharon es haneros. When Aaron lights the candles bein ha'arbayim in the bein arbayim, then yakirene ketores tamid v'neishem dorseichem. So therefore, that should come afterwards. The Pesach should come afterwards. Why is the Braisa saying the Pesach precedes them? So the Gemara says no, there's a difference. Shani Hossam, there by the Hadlakas Neros and the Ketores, even though it just says Ben HaArbayim once, and by Pesach it says Erev and Ben Arbayim, nevertheless the Pesach doesn't come before it. The Miut Rachmana, there's a specific Miut when it comes to the Neros. The Pesach says it by the Neros, it says Ya'aroch Oso, right? It should be just set up Oso, Aaron Uvana Me'ev Raboku Lefnei Hashem Chukas Olam Doros Lechem Beis Bnei Israel. So Gemara says the Tanya, so what do we learn? What's the Limud? The Tanya, we have a Braisa that explains this Pasuk. It says Yaroch Oso, again, Yaroch Oso, Aron Abana Me'erev Ad Boker. What's Me'erev Ad Boker in the Pasuk? Tein La Midasa Shetiyeh Dolekes Me'erev Ad Boker. Number one, you have to put enough oil in it that it'll last from evening to the morning. Seems to be that even, if you have to have enough oil for it to last from evening to the morning on the longest night. So even in the summer, you have shorter nights, you still have to have the same large amount of oil in there. And then Davar Acher, and this is what's relevant to us, Davar Acher, Ein Lecha, says Aruch Oso, Ein Lecha Avodah Shekshera Me'er Raboker El Azobel Vad. There is no Avodah that is kosher to take place from the era, from the night till the morning, except for this at all. So that means that this is the only Avodah that could take place at night and go to the morning. Nothing else can come after it. So that we see right away, that means the Pesach can't come after that. So my time, what's the reason? Amakra, Yaroch Oso Aron of the Namer Boker, Oso, the Adlakos Neros itself, That is the only item that can be done by Erevat Boker. V'ein davar acher on Erevat Boker. Nothing else can be done from Erevat Boker. And itkish ketoros l'neiros. And the pasuk has ketoros and neiros in the same pasuk. So the ketoros and the neiros are the only item that's kosher by Erevat Boker. That means it's the last thing that has to be done. So the last carbon is the korban tamid, except for the korban pesach. And the last item that be done is the ketoros and the neiros. That will come after the korban pesach, even though, or despite the fact, that it's Erev Arbayim by Pesach, and only Arbayim by ketoros and neiros. Okay, so that's how you have it. So this brisa again. So this brisa had the order, which was tamid, pesach, then tamid, pesach, ketoros, neiros. That's the, now comes the next brisa. And the next brisa basically holds like our havamina, which meant what havamina was that erev and arbayim means that pesach should come after ketoros and neiros. Vitanya, we have another brisa. This is how the Rambam paskens like this brisa. Sorry? Because the pasuk, the focus of the pasuk is talking about Neiros. So the Neiros is going to be the last thing, and the Ketoros happens to be compared to Neiros in the pasuk, so that's going to come before him. That seems to be what they're saying. Okay. So Vitanya Kikushion. We have a brisa, a different brisa that actually holds, like our initial question, which was Erev Arbayim, right? Because the brisa says there, Tamid Kodem the Ketoros. The Tamid comes before the Ketoros. The Ketoros Kodemis L'Neiros. And the Ketoros comes before the Neiros. The Neiros Kodemis L'Pesach. Here the idea is you move, everyone agrees that the Tamid's first, but here we're moving the Pesach till after the Ketoros and the Neiros. Right? Why? Sheyu achar davar shenem rabo erev ben arbayim, the davar shelo nem rabo elev ben arbayim bovad. We're going to take out erev and arbayim and move it to the end. So Pesach is erev and arbayim, therefore its mam is going to be the last thing. So Ketoros and Neiros and Ketoros come after Tamid because of Erev Boker. Pesach comes after Ketoros and Neiros because of Erev Arbayim. And Tamid goes before that. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Why is Pesach coming afterwards? Haksiv Oso, right? Doesn't it say Yaroch Oso Aron Levanam Erev Boker? Which means that Oso means that should be the last thing. It's the only thing that's going to be kosher from Erev Arbayim. From Erev Boker, nothing should come afterwards. So isn't that what the previous brisa learned? So the high brisa say, yeah, you're right, Ein Hachanami, but that's only talking about, it's the last thing to be done inside the Heichal. Remember, you have Avodas Pfindim, which is done inside the Heichal. The Torahs and the Neiros are in the Menorah and the Mizbech Torahs, which is inside in the Kodesh, whereas the Korban Pesach is outside on the big Mizbeach. That's what it says, Hai Oso mi boile limu'ute avoda shibifnim. Right? Oso has come to teach you that the Nero should be the last thing done inside to the exclusion of Umay Niyu Ketores. To tell you, this is what you asked before, now to show you, this Bryce says that the Oso comes to teach you that the Neros is last even after the Ketores. So the order of the second Bryce is going to be Tamid Ben Arbayim, Ketores, Neros, Pesach. As opposed to the first Bryce, which is Tamid Ben Arbayim, Pesach, Ketoros, Neiros. So the Gemara says, okay, why would you think, okay, why would you think that the Ketoros should have come after the Neiros? We just now said the Neiros come after. This was your question. The other Bryce didn't address it, but this Bryce is addressing it. So the Gemara says, Salkatai Dechamina, you would have said, Hol Iksiv, the Pasuk says, Ubehalos Aaron es Haneiros Bein Harbayim Yaktirena. When Aaron steps up to light the Neiros, then you do the Ketores. Ema, you would think, based on the oral of the Pasuk, is Nidlak Neiros Bereishon, Bereisha, Bahadim HaKetores. Aaron lights the Neiros, and then does the Ketores, seems to be the Pasuk. So that would mean the Ketores should come afterwards. So the Hadim HaKetores. So the Gemara says, no, Miet Rachmana Oso. Therefore the Torah says, Oso. You have to do it Oso, meaning that the Pasuk was Oso, which is talking about the Neiros. That's the subject of the Pasuk. So Oso is the one that's Me'erat Boker, it's his last. Ella Bein Harbayim Yaktiren Alamali. So how does he say, what does he learn about Bein Harbayim? Hachi Amar Rahmanah, this is what the Torah says. Be'idan de Madlakas Neiros. When you're lighting the candles, Tiyem Miktara Ketores. The Ketores should already be burning. So this Brisa says, Ketores first, then Neiros, then Pesach, because of the double Bein Harbayim. Okay, so it's a machlokas in the brisas of where the Pesach comes, before or after the Ketoros Neiros. The Rambam seems to hold, halach lemaisa, the Rambam holds up the second brisa, that it's, the Neiros are going to be last. No, sorry, the Pesach is going to be last. Okay. Now the Gemara brings another brisa about the order of Korbanos. So Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, Ein lecha davar shekodem l'tamid shel shachar, ela ketores bovad. Nothing comes before the morning tamid, except for the ketores. So that means nothing is put on the mizbeach. Nothing's put up to be burnt on the mizbeach, except for the ketores. That goes first. Shenemar ba, because by the ketores it says v'ikir alav aron ketores amim. It says ba boker. It says baboker twice. V'yukdam ketores. So therefore, same thing we had erev arbayim. So boker means an earlier time. V'yukdam ketores davar shenemar baboker. The ketores should be offered because it says baboker baboker. Diksiv v'hikir alav aron ketores amim baboker l'davar shlenam bo ela boker lachad. It should go before. It should precede something that only says boker once. By the korban tamid, it says as a keves achad taseh baboker. Right? That seems to be so that according to this brisa, the ketores in the morning is offered before the korban tamid is offered on the mizbeach. The Sfas Emes just points out, if you look in the Mishnayos and tamid, it seems that the shechita of the tamid still came before the ketores. It's just the haktara. So you would shet the korban, be makta the ketores, and then go back and they would prepare the tamid with all, you know, lined up the mizbeach to prepare all the pieces. So then, and then they would be makriv the korban tamid on the mizbeach. But the Sfas Emes points out that it's only talking about the hakrava, not necessarily the shechita. The shechita he thinks comes before the ketores. Okay. So then the Gemara says, what's done in the evening? There's nothing that comes after the Tamash of Ben Arbayim. Ella, we saw in the previous Brisa, Ketores, Neros, Vepesach. The Ketores, Neros, and the Pesach come after the Tamash of Ben Arbayim, like we saw, Erev Arbayim by the Pesach, and Erev Adboker by the Neros, and the Ketores is hookers to the Neros. And now the Gemara brings another, the Brisa brings another exception that comes after the Korban Pesach. Mechusar Kippurim be'erev Pesach. Somebody who's Mechusar Kippurim. What's a Mechusar Kippurim? We have to look at Rashi, but Mechusar Kippurim would be is somebody who, in order to eat his kachim, had to bring a karban. And for whatever reason, erev Pesach was too busy. He went to mikvah the night before. He's waiting. He has to bring his karban, and his karban wasn't brought. Well, now he's got a problem. If his karban wasn't brought, he can't partake in kachim. If he can't partake in kachim, he can't partake in his karban Pesach. So here, there's an exception to allow his karban to be brought even after the karban Pesach was shechted, to allow him to partake in the Korban Pesach. Right, Rashi says, "Umechusar Kippurim." It's it's like halfway in the short lines.
All the people in the chabur, don't have to be eligible to eat the Korban Pesach
afterwards. Yeah, the Tosfos points out that if it's in your hands,
the guy is planning on being Megayer after the Korban.
I don't know about being Megayer, but because he's totally out of the parsha at that point, but it could be. I don't know. It's the difference between Megayer and Tommy, I think. I think you make a chiluk. But, it's Gemara, Tosfos points out that since it's B'yodot Toloi, it can work, right? Tosfos points out, he says that you can shecht and throw the blood of the Korban Pesach on its full yom and a Mechusar Kippurim, even if they don't eat at the end, because it's in their hands to just take care of what needs to be done. They'll be done tomorrow. All they have to do is bring the Korban, and they'll be ready to go. Right? Where's he quote that Gemara? Gemara in Makos, apparently. Okay, so what's Mechusar Kippurim? Kigon, for example, a Mitzora or a Zav, Sheshachach, he forgot, the Lo Hevi Kaparas or Kodom the Tamid, the Imlo Yeviena, if he doesn't bring it, Lo Yachal Pesach, the Mechusar Kippurim, Asar Kachim, on his Karis. Right, the problem is that Mechusar Kippurim is not allowed to eat Kachim, and if he does, it's Karis. And also, if you don't eat the Korban Pesach, it's a Karis violation as well, because if you don't eat the Korban Pesach, that's one of the two mitzvahs I say, the violation of which is a karis, that and bris milah. So the Gemara says, he says, Mechusar Kippurim erev Pesach, right? And then what does it say? Shetovo Shenis. So what does he do? He goes to mikvah again. He went to the mikvah last night, but he's going to mikvah again now, Midrabban and Rashi points out. The Ochal Pischov erev, and then he can eat his Pesach in the evening, because for the purpose of the evening, the Chilas Pesach, they were mocked here to be marked for his karbonas after the Tamid. Now, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan Broka Omer. Not only that, Ach Mechusar Kippurim b'Shar Yomos Hashana. Even a Mechusar Kippurim that whole rest of the year, Shetovel va'Ochal Kachim la'Erev. Let's say Mechusar Kippurim, today, and so the Korban Tamid is supposed to be the last thing of the day. Mechusar Kippurim brings a bunch of korbanos. So he brought a korban shlamim. He forgot to bring his chatas or whatever it is that matter him. So what's going to end up happening? He's not going to be able to eat his karban that he brought during the day. So we're allowed to be mocked of the karban of Mechusar Kippurim after the Tamid. Right? Rashi points out, B'shayim Moshe Shama, Im hevi shalmei nedava kodem atamid. So this guy brought a shalmei nedava before the tamid, voluntary offering. V'hu haya mechusi kippurim, and he was mechusi kippurim. V'im lo yavi kaparaso, if he doesn't bring the carbon from the that is required as a zav or a mitzora, right? Lo yochel shlamav, he's not going to be able to eat the carbon shlamim that he ate. Diksiv ochlu osama sher kufar behem, he can only be eaten by somebody who has kapara. Alma achilas kachem asehi. So you see here that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you can now violate the asei of nothing going after of the korban tamid being the last thing. Violate the asei for the asei of achilas kachem. And Rashi points out, alma achilas kachem asehi must be that eating the kachem, eating the korban, is a mitzvah asei bein nachal mekohen and bein nachal Yisrael. So you have a mitzvah asei of eating the kachem. I'm going to violate that asei unless I violate the asei of hashlama, unless I violate the asei of not having of the korban tamid being last. Saying, okay, you can do that, because otherwise you won't be able to eat the kachem. That says, that's what Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rilkin Broka says. So Gemara says, okay. Bishlam al tanakam. So basically you have an assay. In the first case, on Erev Pesach, I have the assay of Achilas Pesach. So I'm taking the assay of Achilas Pesach, is doche the assay of Hashlama. Hashlama means that the Korban Tamid Shabbat Abayim should be the last thing. And in the second brisa, with Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rilkin Broka says, the assay of Achilas Kachim is going to doche the assay of Hashlama. So Gemara says, wait a second. Bishlam al tanakam, according to tanakam, I understand why the assay of Pesach is doche the assay of Hashlama. Why? Yavo assay the Pesach, the assay of Pesach should come, and it's much more chomer than assay. Sheyesh bo karis. If you violate that assay, there's a punishment of karis. V'yidche assay the Hashlama. That can be doche the assay of Hashlama. Right? Sheyem bo karis. So assay, doche assay of karis is going to be doche an assay with em bo karis. El Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. According to the second Shita, right? Why is the assay of Achilles Kachim more stringent than the assay of Hashlama that would allow you to push off the assay of Hashlama? Who says this one's stronger than the other? Why would that be the case? So just Tosfos just points out, Tosfos his Hikshon Ashka Assay de Pesach, he says, wait a second, even the assay of Pesach, which is the Karis, is Doka the assay of Hashlama. But we know from the rules of Assay Doka Los Assay, the only time the Assay Doka is a Los Assay, if it's done at the exact same time. If it's Be'idna, you wear the tzitzis with Kalayan. But if I'm going to violate, the Assay is going to be now, and the violation of the Los Assay is going to be later, or the violation is now and the Assay is later, that's not, it does a Doka. So here, it's not the same time, right? I'm being Doka the Assay of Hashlama by being Makriv the my Karban now. And I'm only going to, it's only going to allow me to have the assay of eating the carbon paste, that's going to be later. It's not at the same time. Right, Tosso says, Hiksha Riva, Habi'idna de Ma'akar Assay de Hashlama, at the moment that you Ma'akar the Assay of Hashlama by bringing that carbon, Mo Mekayim Assay de Achilas Pesach. You're not at that moment going to be Mekayim the Assay of Achilas Pesach, De Eina Ela Belaila, because that's only at night. So it's not at the same time. So the Riva gives the answer. Retainers, he gives the Mairi shachtu Pesach alav kodem sheyitchu asei da Hashlama. What happened was they already shechted the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was already shechted for him. It's part of the Chabura. It was already shechted. And here, Josh, to shochtim v'zorkim al tful yom. You can shecht the Korban Pesach and throw the blood of the Korban Pesach on behalf of a tful yom and mechusik purim the kuli ama afilo yochel basof. Even doesn't eat it. Ho v'yadol toloi. Right. Even so, the idea is that they shechted the Korban Pesach already. So now he's just sitting in abeyance. The moment he brings his Korban for Mitzora, that moment, all of a sudden, the Korban Pesach becomes kosher to him. So it is Be'idna. So at that exact moment. That's the answer of the Riva. The Ri says, well, there's a difference. By us, Adokha Losa say, you need Be'idna. By us, Adokha say, you don't need Be'idna. It's just a different story. The mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach, that assay is being doche the mitzvah that the Korban Tamid has to be last.
But I thought we learned it from a pasuk. Don't we learn that the Korban Pesach goes last? A minute ago we said that's from a pasuk.
Right, but only the Korban Pesach could go last. This is a guy bringing a different Korban. He's bringing a Korban to matter him to eat kachim. That's not allowed to go after the Korban Tamid.
Right, so that's
Asei Docha. No, it's Asei Docha Asei. Right. That's what Gemara's answer, that Tosas answers. It's not happening at the same time. The first answer of Tosas, it is happening at the same time. because these guys shechted the carbon Pesach early in the morning. So at the moment he brings his carbon for his carbon of Metzorah, instantaneously he's now mutter to eat the carbon Pesach. And the second answer given by the Ri is that this idea of Be'idna is only by case of Aseh D'Chalos Aseh, it's not by case of Aseh D'Och Aseh, to figure out the Svar why, but okay. So Amar Avina, Amar Av Chizda. Okay, so the question is, now, according to Rishmol, Benosha, Rochim, and Broca, why is the Aseh of, during the whole year, the Aseh of eating the Kachim, more important than the Aseh of Ashlama, that will allow this Mitzora to bring his carbon even after the Tamid Shoben Arbayim. So Amar Avina, Amar Av Chizda, Hacha, Bichata Sa'ofas Kinan, She'en L'mizbeach El Adama. We're talking about a bird korban. It's a chata sa'of. Chata sa'of doesn't, no part of the chata sa'of actually goes on the mizbeach. You do malika of the chata sa'of, and you sprinkle the blood on the lower part of the mizbeach, so nothing's going up on the mizbeach. It's not going to be, it won't even be a violation, it won't even be a violation of something being hukrav on the mizbeach after the korban tamid. Right, Rashi says, Hacha, the ka'amar Rabbi Shmuel, ach b'chusik yiparim, it's been mitzora ani. It's talking about mitzora who's poor. So his karban, what happens? Shemevi chata sa'of, he brings a chata sa'of. Right, v'nechalas kohanim v'ein b'haktara. It's not burnt on the mizbeach. V'asei d'ashlama gabi haktara is tiv. The whole idea that nothing can be done after the korban tamid is only something that's to be burnt on the mizbeach. Right, ubetara shomachus rekapara tuli b'chatas. And this guy's whole kapara is dependent upon the chatas. Therefore, the chatas is not a problem. So I'm talking about the chatas. The chatas of the mechusik yipurim can come after the tamid shel ben arbayim because it has no haktara. It doesn't go on top of the mizbeach. The Gemara says, wait a second. So that's one answer. That's Ravina. Rav Papa says, no, afilo tema v'chatas behema, even if he's a regular guy, he's not a poor person, and he brings his chatas as a behema, and it has to go up on the mizbeach. What do we do? To allow this guy to eat kachim at night, we can have a trick. What do? Ma'ale, we bring the fats and the stuff that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. You can't burn it on the mizbeach because it's after the tamid. No problem. Umalina barosho shel mizbeach. And we leave it on top of mizbeach. Let it sit there, let it lan overnight on the top of mizbeach. We're going to have a problem now of lina. It's going to be no sir, it's going to be left overnight. And our says, no, but tomorrow it's going to be umalim lina barosho shel mizbeach. It's no problem because the halacha is that anything that is left on top of mizbeach doesn't get a psul of lina. It's not considered left over. Right, right. Rashi says, he says, leave it overnight, it's not a problem, it's on top of the mizbeach. And the lean, and putting it on, once you put it on the mizbeach, that's enough for this guy to eat. So you're going to be able to get this guy to have his carbon go up. It'll be enough for him to get his kapara so he can eat the kachim, the shlama he bought earlier. It won't violate hashlama because it's not being burnt on the mizbeach, it's just being left there. Okay, so the Gemara says, wait a second. But that takes care of the chatas. We're talking about a mitzora, a guy who's coming to purify himself from tzaras, about ika asham. There's also a korban asham that has to go up on the mizbeach. Korban asham doesn't come with a bird. So bishlam ala rav papa, I understand that. So rav papa's fine, no problem. Papa's second answer says, the hain demalin lay. We leave it on the mizbeach as well. I'll let it sit there on the mizbeach. El rav chista, who said the whole story here, we're talking about a chata sa'of, ma'ika lemeimar. What are we going to do? What's he going to do? The whole reason why he said it was okay is because it's a chata sa'of. What about the asham? The asham has to go in the mizbeach. He says, no problem. He says, Amri shakar v'ashamo. The case where Rishmol ben Osher and Yochanan Broka, the asham was already hukrav. So the only thing that was left over is the chatas of. Avahayika ola. The mitzor also has to bring a korban ola. What's going with the ola? The chit. So you say, forget, the ola is not a big deal. He said, he didn't bring the ola, and therefore he can already eat kachim, because the ola is not going to be ma'akev. The Rosh Hashanah says, ola ma'akva. Maybe you can tell me that the ola is not ma'akev. It can't be. V'atayin Rishmol ben Osher and Yochanan Broka. Same person, Shmuel ben Osher, Yochanan Broka says, "Kishem shechata so v'ashamo me'akvin oso kacholosam akvoso me'akvato." The ola is likuva. You would have thought that only the chatas and the asham, that's for a sin. The ola might not be ma'akiv. Says no, all three ma'akiv. So you must have to. You have to bring the ola. What do you do with the ola? The chatas, he sends a bird. The asham, he said, was hukav already. So say okay, the ola was hukav already. Also, the ola went beforehand. So Gemara says v'chitema. You ready with hukra of the ola, the same way we answered for the asham. He says, mikreva ola lasso kodem l'chatas or rishon. Can't be. The ola does not come before the chatas. If the chatas bird wasn't hukra of yet, then the ola couldn't have been. Because the specific order has to be the chatas by the mitzora, then the ola. He says, v'atanya, the b'risa says, v'hikriv es asher l'chatas, the pasuk says, right, imlosak, talking about the poor person who's bringing the carbon from mitzora, says, imlosak yado deseh, if he doesn't have enough to bring the animal, v'hebi'es ha-shamo asher chata, shnei torim, brings two birds for the chatas, echel chatas v'echel ola, he brings them up, right, v'hikriv es asher chatas rishona, the chatas comes first, Right? What's it come to teach us? That the pasuk says the chatas comes first. If you can tell me that it's supposed to come before the ola, Hari Kvar Nemar already says this hasheni yase ola kamishpat. This says the second one should be the ola. Ela zebana av creates a rule. The kol chato she kodamas la olos habosimon. Any time you have a chatas and ola come together, the chatas must come first, right? The kaimalan dafilu chatas of kodamas la olos behema. And we've established the Gemara Zvachim that even if I have a chatas bird and an ola animal, which like in this case, the chatas bird still comes first. So what are you going to do now? This guy still has to bring the ola. So if he still has to, he brought the chatas as the bird. He still, the usher was already brought already, but now he has to bring the ola. Where's the ola going to go? The ola can't be brought up on the Mizbeach. It's after the Talmud Shel Ben Arayim. The only reason why you said the chatas was mutter was because it did go on the Mizbeach. According to the other answers, no problem. The ola just goes up on the Mizbeach and is left there till the morning. But you didn't give that answer. You gave a specific kimta that it was the chatas bird. So I had no violation of something coming after the Korban Tamid. But what are you doing with the ola now? So Amarava Shani Ola Mitzora. No, you're right. The rule is that typically chatas comes before the ola, but the ola of Mitzora is different. The Rachmana Amar, the Torah said, it says, V'asa ha-kohen esa chatas, he's preparing with that, V'hela ha-kohen esa ola, she'ela kvar. There's a special limit also that says when it comes to the Mitzora, the ola can become before the chatas. So therefore, in this case, what was the problem? The problem was this guy has no means to eat the korban shlamim that he brought earlier. He has to bring the korban. Ah, it's after the korban tamid. Okay, the ashram was already brought. Okay, the ola was already brought, and the chatas is just the bird, and the bird is going to go not go on top of the mizbeach, so he's okay. According to the other answer, it's never a problem because what do? You just bring all these korbanos, you bring them on top of the mizbeach, and you leave them there. He gets his kapara. He can eat the shlamim. It's not being hukrav after the korban tamid, and it's not a problem of lina because it's on top of the mizbeach. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Amra le Rav Shemin bar Abba la Rav Papa. Okay, this is Rav Shemin bar Abba says to Rav Papa, Lididach, according to you, Rav Papa, the Amart, Ma'ale umalina barosh hashem mizbeach. You said, what do? You take all these animals, you bring all the stuff that's supposed to go on the mizbeach, you just leave it on top. Don't be mocking of it now. All right, so what happens? Kaimin vavidim nils le kohanim da asal le takala. Well, you're putting the Kohanim in a very difficult situation right now. They know what's supposed to be hukrav and what's not. You're supposed to lean this, right? The Kohanim that they can cut, right? The Savri the Yomehu, the Asalek Ture. They're not going to know. They're going to walk up on the Mizbeach. They're going to see, you know, the guy's cleaning up. They're going to see these fats and stuff on the side, and they're going to burn it, and they're going to put it on the Mizbeach. And by doing that, they're going to violate Hashlamah, because now you're burning something on the Mizbeach that was done after the Korban Tamid Shel Ben Arayim. Why? They don't know. They don't know that's supposed to be left over till afterwards. So the Gemara says, no, they do. Amalei Kohanim is reason him. The Kohanim knows the reason. I don't know which Kohanim I'm talking about. A couple of days ago, we talked that all the Kohanim were evil dudes, but at least that was a Kohen Gadol, I guess, maybe. The Kohanim knows the reason, and they're going to know what's going to be.
At a certain point in the day, you're not supposed to be being
offered anything
anymore?
Yeah, after night, I think.
Right.
But at night, what you do is you bring you put all the Evarim and the Padarim, all the leftover fat and stuff like that, you put on the Mizbeach. You burned it throughout the night. Right, Rashi says, Kishemaktirim kol halayla, when you're makdir the stuff all night, Evarim shenitosru mikorbano shenisragu v'nizrak dam kol latamid. All night, the fats and the innards of the korbanos that were shefted before the korban tamid are burnt throughout the night. Right? V'yiros ha'evarim alalu, they'll see these Evarim, Yusvurim shagam elim nitosru. They'll think these are also leftovers. V'ru'uim laktirim hayom, and they can be put on the mizbeach now. V'yaktirim va'avrei asei dashlama. But what they're going to be doing is they're going to be putting up these things that really were shechted after the Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim. How will they know? Kohanim will know. Okay. Amr le Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. So Rav Ashi then says to Rav Kahana, V'amrila Rav Huna b'rei Rav Nasan Rav Papa. Rav Huna b'rei Rav Nasan says to Rav Papa, the hakama de lo maktire emurim. Okay, so long as the emurim are not burnt, right? The rule is if the emurim, right, the fats are not burnt, then kohanim lo matzi achli basar. Then the kohanim can't eat the meat, their portions. The chazav v'shok, they can only eat. You can't eat before God eats. So he gets on the mizbeach, then you get in the kohanim get to eat. So long as it's not burnt on the mizbeach, they can't eat. So this stuff is not being burnt till tomorrow. Right? They're not being burnt till tomorrow. Titania, because the Brisa says, Yochel Kohanim Rashayim because of Isho Kodim Ataris Emurim. You might think, or one might have thought, that the Kohanim can eat the Chaz and Shok before the Emurim are burnt on Uzbeach. Talmud Omar, that's what the Pasuk says, by the Shlomim, it says, the Kohen is Makdir, the Chelev, the fats on the Mizbeach. Then afterwards it says, only then does Aaron get the chazeh. So in order for the Kohanim to eat, the carbon, the fats have to be burnt. And so long as the Kohanim don't eat the meat, there's no kapara for the Bailim. I always thought that there was the blood that provided kapara, but the idea is also, in order to get kapara, the Kohanim have to eat. So the whole point we have here now is that this guy needs his kapara, he needs his korban to be valid in order for me to eat the shlomim beforehand. Well, wait a second. You said in order to do this whole subterfuge so we don't violate hashlama, we'll just leave the fats on the mizbeach. Well, if I leave the fats on the mizbeach, the kohanim can't eat the meat. And if the kohanim can't eat the meat, this guy doesn't get kapara. So what did you accomplish? You just accomplished a zero. He still doesn't get his kapara. Right? It says, become the kohanim lo achli by lo maskapri. The Tanya, the bracelet says, it says, v'achul osam asher kupar bahem. It says that they will eat them, and that will teach, gives them kapara. Milamed, shekohanim ochlim, v'baylim miskaprim. The kohanim eat, and the owner gets kapara. So again, we haven't accomplished anything for this guy, because we're not allowing the kohanim to eat, because the emurim are not being burnt. So what did you accomplish? So why, go back to the drawing board, don't do this to begin with. No, he brought the karbanos, he wasn't able to eat it. There's an interesting machlokas, it's in the back of the Gemara, we have the riff. The Balamor and the Balamor and the Rive. So on these Prakim there is no Rif, because the Rif only wrote on Halach Lemaisa, not about the very few Rishonim from the fifth parak to the ninth parak. But there's one page, Machlokas, between the Balamor and the Rive there. So what we say over here, you have this guy who the problem he has is that he can't eat the Shlomim that he brought. Shlomim can be eaten for 2 days, right? Most Karbanos is the day and the night. Shlomim is the day, the night, and the following day. So this guy brings a Karban Shlomim. Let's say, if he brought the Korban Shlomim today, why do you have to bring Makriv tonight? Just let him be Makriv his Korban tomorrow, and he'll eat the Shlomim tomorrow. He has tomorrow also to eat the Korban Shlomim. So the Balamor says we must be talking about the case where he brought a Shlomim 2 days ago, and now it's going to go to waste. Because otherwise, he can eat the Korban tomorrow. He can wait another day and eat it. The Ravid seems to be, no, there's a mitzvah saseh to eat the Korban as quickly as possible. Granted, you have more time, but that doesn't mean you should delay. You shouldn't put yourself in a situation to delay. So even if he was marked with the Korban Shlomim today, even though he has an extra day to eat it, you can still violate the Hashlama to allow him to be marked with his Korban and violate the fact that it's going to be marked with the Korban after the Tum and Shobain Arbayim. Okay, but the problem we have over here is, what did you accomplish with this guy? No one's eating, the Kohanim aren't eating it. So Amar Leh, so Rav Kahana says back to Rav Ashi, he says, no, Kevan Delo Efshar, Asuam Kimishe Nitmu Osha Abdu. Since there's no other possibility here, there's nothing else you can do, we equate these fats that are on top of the Mizbeach as if they were a case of them being lost or tame. So what does that mean? So if it's as if they became lost or tame, then this rule that the Kohanim have to be burnt before the Kohanim eat doesn't apply anymore. So therefore we're in good shape now. How does that work? Netanya, we have a Brisa. Yochol, maybe it would be Nitmu Emurim, if the fats became Tamei, Osha Abdu, or they got lost, Lo Yu Kohanim Zakayim because of a Shok, then the Kohanim would not have the rights to eat, since the Mizbeach is not eating it, because the stuff became Tamei got lost, so maybe the Kohanim don't have the right to eat either. So Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, V'hayah HaChazeh L'Aharon U'Levanav, and the Chazeh will belong to Aaron of Anav, Bichol Makom. In all situations, it belongs to Aaron and his sons. Meaning what? So if the situation is that the fats are lost, or the fats are Tamei, Aaron, a Kohen, and his sons can still eat the Chazeh. They can still eat their piece. And if they can eat their pieces, the guy gets Kapara. So too here, since we have no other choice, we're putting them up on the Mizbeach, we're going to view them on the Mizbeach as if they were Nitma, or as if they were lost. Therefore, Aaron and his sons have the right to eat the karbon, and if they have the right to eat the karbon, he gets kapara because they're eating. Right? Rashi says, "Kevan delo efshar, right? Leikture haidna mishum aseid hashlama asom kemisha nitmo." Since we can't do anything because we're not allowed to put them on the mizbeach because it's after the karbon tamei, we make it as if it became tamei or if it was lost. and therefore they can eat the meat, but have a kapara lebailim, and therefore you have kapara for the bailim. Okay. Rav Kahana asked the stira, the parent stira, between two psukim. Okay, this is a pasuk by the Korban Chagiga. It says in the pasuk, Lo yalin chelev chagi ad boker. You can't leave over the fats till the morning. Ad boker hu de lo yalin. Right, you're not allowed to leave them over till the morning. It's only if you leave the emurim till the morning. Hakololai lekulo yalin. But you're allowed to leave them at night. Right, you can put them on the bottom of the Zbeach. You don't have to bring them up right away. And as long as before Alos HaShachar, you bring the fats up and you burn it. That seems to be okay. But then Iksir, then the Pasuk says, V'iktir aleh chalvei shlamim. You have to be matar aleh on the Karban Tamid, the chalvei shlamim has to be burnt. Aleh hashlem kol karban haskulam. Mashma, that you have to burn everything before the Karban Tamid, right? That you should be complete and finish the akrabos of all the karbanos after the Tamid Shal Shachar, but not after the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, you're not allowed to be matar anything. So the one Pasuk says you can burn the stuff all night. One Pasuk says nothing should be burnt after the Korban Tamid Shal Ben Arayim. What's going on? Tamid Shal Ben Arayim comes at 3:30 at the latest time. Being burnt at 3:30 in the afternoon, the ninth and a half hour. So the Gemara says, Humosiv lo mufarik lach. He asks the question and he answers it. It says, Kishe nitotru. It's when it's left over. The Emurim that you're allowed to bring up on the Mizbeach throughout the whole night, we mentioned before, are emurim for karbanos that were shechted and everything was done before the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim. Those are extra, the leftovers. So those leftovers, the whole night they're allowed to be burnt on the Mizbeach. But something that was done after the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, that cannot be brought up on the Mizbeach. Right, Rashi says, Kishen Nitosru, mi karbanos, it's left over from karbanos, shenizrak daman kodem tamid. It was the blood was spilled, so everything was done. The avodah was done on these karbanos before the tamid. They didn't have enough time to get them onto the fire. The kevod the nira la karava called them the cane, since they were ra'oi to be put on the mizbeach before the tamid shabar mayim al tamid shachar umushlam. It says if it's being brought after the karban shal tamid shal shachris, it's not being brought after the tamid shabar mayim. Some days it was very busy in the Beis HaMikdash, so just make sure you got everything done, that carbons were shechted, and the blood was thrown, and then throughout the night you'll burn what's left over. But again, don't start any avoda after the Tamid Shal Ben Arbayim, except for the case we have, the Karban Pesach, okay, or the Mechusa Kippur. Okay, Rami Le Rav Safra should be the Rava. Rav Safra asked the following question to Rava. Siv, it says in the Torah, Lo yalin la boker zevachad haPesach. You can't leave over till the morning, right? The chag haPesach. You have to eat it at night, right? We eat by chatzos. Not getting into issues, right? No yalin la boker zevachad haPesach. So the boker hu de lo yalin. You can't leave it over till the morning, but aha kol alay yalin. But you can leave it at night, meaning throughout the night they can burn the fats of the Korban Pesach, right? The haksiv. But the Pasuk also says, it's by the Korban Musaf of Shabbos, the Torah says, Ola Shabbos b'Shabbato. On Shabbos, you can only bring Korbanos of Shabbos. Right? Lo Olas Chol b'Shabbos, Lo Olas Chol b'Yontif. You can't bring a Korban, you can't burn on the Mizbeach on Shabbos, a Korban that was brought during the weekday. You can't bring on the Mizbeach on Yontif, a Korban that was brought during the weekday. Well, when did you mark the Korban Pesach? Erev Pesach. Let's say Erev Pesach is Hukrov, it's a weekday. So how the Pasuk tells me that I'm allowed to burn it throughout the night, and the other Pasuk says I'm not allowed to burn it at all because it's not burnt on a weekday. So the answer, so Gemara says, so it seems to be a stira. May you burn the Korban Pesach throughout the night, or may you not? So Amar Lei, so Rava says, Vater of Safra, Kvar Ramye Nihalei Rav Abba Barchia. Rav Abba Barchia already asked this question, Rabbi Avo, Vishani Lai, and they answered, Hacha v'arbaasar shechalios b'shabas askinan. The Chavei Shabbos, we're talking about in this case the pasuk that says that you could the pasuk that says you can burn it all night is talking about a specific case of where Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so that means Pesach was shechted on Shabbos. So that year the Korban Pesach is actually a korban of Shabbos. It was shechted on Shabbos. So therefore, it's allowed to be burnt the whole night on Yontif. It's not a carbon of chol; it's a carbon of Shabbos, which is allowed to be burnt on Yontif. He says, right? He says, "Hacha the arba asar shachalios b'Shabbos askinon the chalvei Shabbos kriv miyontif." The fats of Shabbos carbon can be burnt on Yontif. This year, it's redefined as a Shabbos korban because it was shechted on Shabbos. So Amar Lei, so Rava says, Rav Safra, Mishum dechal ve Shabbos kreid mi Yontif, anu neku v'neimu lei dehai krab avar so shechadus v'Shabbos v'tiksev. Wait a second. Because you have to come up with this answer, we're going to say that the Torah is in the pasuk is speaking about this one specific instance of it being brought on Erev Pesach Chal on Shabbos. He says, "Yeah, Amalei Shafke LeKrad. What are you supposed to do? Leave the pasuk alone. To who Dachik Amokim Nafshei? It's very difficult, and it's the answer that we found. Must be. Yeah, you're right. It's very difficult to say that the Torah is speaking about one specific instance of Erev Pesach Chal on Shabbos. But how else are you going to answer the pasuk? So that means what the pasuk must be speaking about. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow where we dive even deeper into Kachim. Talk about Machshava, Lishma, Shalom Lishma. All right, everybody, have a good day."